going to take questions and answers for this session. Apostle has blessed us this morning. I want to believe that some of the things that you have heard, you have held them with your hands tight. So we have the Slido link up, and please, let's project the Slido link numbers so that people can ask questions. So you can use the passcode 2363. 2363. Yes. So, Apostle, thank you very much, sir. It's wonderful privilege to have you bless us this morning again. And we're very grateful. Okay, so before I take one of the questions in my heart, I would like to look at some of them. Please, ministry questions. Ministry questions. Okay. How do I know I am called into ministry? How do I know I'm called into ministry? That's the best question here.
It's synonymous to a woman asking, how do I know I'm pregnant? You wait. The pregnancy becomes so big, you can no longer doubt whether it is food or a child. If it is a call to ministry, it will become clear. If you are not sure yet, it's because the time has not come. So keep serving.
Yeah, that's powerful. Okay. There's another question here. This one. Now, if you... The questions are running very fast, so you have to keep this thing sliding. I just saw a question I would like to take, but let me go back a little bit. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Is ministry the only pastoral work? Can business also be a ministry?
So what is ministry again? Service. There are fivefold ministry gifts. But if you read Romans 12, if they can project Romans 12, you'd also see that there is governance, there is ministry. In fact, the word ministry there is what describes what the protocol does and everyone. So there are other forms of ministry beyond the fivefold ministry. Now, there is also general ministry, Matthew 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore into all nations. 2 Corinthians 5, he has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We all have been called to ministry. Through that thing you are doing, bring the kingdom down. It is ministry.
Yes, that's powerful. And let me add to that. If you want to know more about that kind of thing, apply for the School of Ministry. Realize that it's not only Bible stuff we're talking about. Talk about the seven mountains of influence and how to conquer those mountains. So, Apostle, you said somebody will dance around and they've danced around. If tithe and offering doesn't pay church bills, then how do pastors get the money to pay the bills? Or is it that they have a job alongside ministries?
You guys, relax. There is a rule in management. It's called the 70-30 rule. Steve Alcove wrote that in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He says 70% of energy needs to run an organization, mostly is generated from 30% of the people. You can copy and paste that. There are very few benevolent individuals that God used their benevolence to keep the ministry going. I will say it one way. Don't ask again. Church doesn't bring money. It takes. Ministry is what provides. Let me explain. What that means is, when you deal with church, you are dealing with expenditure to keep the service, recurrent expenditures, welfare, needs and all of that. It will take the avenue to minister to needs that God used to bless the church in turn, not just general church work.
Yes.
So what I found out is that God used people who understand kingdom and are benevolent enough to give. They are the ones that God used to push the work. Not necessarily tithe and offering. But let me say this, depending on the size of the ministry.
Yes. Did you get that? Very good. Very good. Okay. As a music minister, I know that God has called me to be a savior and deliverer. How do I go about my ministry? My job does not give me time.
Save who? Deliver who? We need to understand in context.
Yes.
We have one savior. What kind of savior?
He wants to save all of us.
So I will just say this, that your freedom begins the day you know that you can hear wrongly. Be singing first. Minister, edify lives, bless people before you talk about saving and delivering. But let me also add, if the work is hindering you, for instance, there is a level of gift and grace that you have, that if you will resign, you will not suffer. But if you are still testing the microphone and you went to resign, hunger will come upon you like a bandit. And it's not just about the gift. There's a level of structure you need to have. Are you here? So somebody will not just go and hear, I want to be like Victor Orense, like Kennedy Bassey. They are calling them all over the world. So let those structures be in place. Be sure that there is a level of work demanding that in the first place. God strengthen you in Jesus' name.
And let me add something to that, Pastor. I think some music ministers also don't have structures, like some pastors don't have structures.
Yeah.
So whenever they go for ministrations, everything they give to them, they eat it.
Yes.
And that's the beginning of your undoing. Because if you don't set up a structure around whatever you're doing, at the end of
the day, you can't be eating with attention.
You can't eat everything. Can't.
So even when you run your own organization, that you are the owner, pay yourself salary so that there can be something left to run with. Is that clear?
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Well, okay. There's a question I'm going to take here, but let me just mention this. Someone's saying, I had to stop doing ministry because I know I lack integrity sexually. Now, let me say this. As soon as the apostle is done and is off, throughout the night, I labored strongly with God because I didn't want to say anything again after this session. But God asked me to teach about the minister and sexual purity. And I kept on laboring for 3 hours, from 3 till 6 a.m. I was saying, am I preparing this? Am I going to need it? And God said, he's sending people that will need to listen so that their lives can get better. So I think you should wait for that. We'll be able to answer that after this session with Apostle now. So let's take this question. As a single mom, wanting to start up a ministry of encouraging single moms and dads out there. Single mom has disappeared. You see, that's why all this internet something like this. I was just reading something now and I think it just disappeared on my phone. Can you get it out for me? The single mom question. Okay, a single mom, okay, yes. And that out there, following doctrine of Christ, how do I go about that? That's a long one.
How does she go about it?
Yeah, she said, how do I go about it?
First, having a child is not a sickness. Okay? Maybe you used to be married, now you have divorced, or you have a child out of wedlock. You are better than those who are aborted. They may mock you. That should not stop what God wants to do with you. And don't peg yourself too to ministering to single moms. There could be more to you. Own it. Take responsibility. Love that child. and do your ministry. When they caught that woman in the act of adultery, they wanted to stone her. Jesus said, anyone who is without sin should cast the first stone. And one by one, they dropped their stones. And she was looking at Jesus. According to Hebrews 4:15, he's the only high priest without sin. And Jesus said, I condemn you neither. And go and sin no more. So, being a single mom is not a life-threatening predicament. It doesn't end the purpose of God for you. There is hope for a tree, though it is cut down, and the stump wax old in the head, at the scent of water, to spring back to life again. Get yourself back and do your ministry. Continue from where you stopped. God will empower you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. That's... sir, in case where someone said he has been called to ministry and all he does is pray and doesn't work at all, what should the partner do in this case?
Huh?
It's a prayer machine. It's just praying. It's not doing anything and he has wife and children. What should the partner do? Or he's not even married yet, but he has a fiancé. And she's seen, obviously, that he's just praying. Say the Lord told him to stay and be praying.
There are two ways to it. The Lord told me after campus to wait behind and pray and study and prepare. But the difference is that while I was praying and doing all that, our ministry was going also on the side. We cannot refute the instruction God has given to you. We are not going to mock it. If God has given you a woman who understands you and wants to be a part of it, good. But I will also advise, don't marry in that situation. Wait. But if you said it's God, we can't fight God. You just make sure that it is God.
Yes.
Because we are going to come back to check and say, you said it is God. For the sensitivity of that, I will stop there.
Yeah. It's okay. Yes. Can I add to that, Apostle? I also think that some people, because they believe that God is telling them, but they still beg. They still go and start begging people. God should have... So, Apostle, don't be offended. When you were praying that time, you said ministry was running by the side.
Yes.
Were you begging people up and down?
No.
Were you praying loud, like saying, Lord, provide, when you see people?
So, now you want me to enter the matter, so let me enter. Let me give you the balance. It is possible that laziness will sound like God. Let me say this to you. If the person is here, check. If you are actually living a life where there is nothing else you can do, maybe you jump out of school, you didn't finish, you didn't learn anything but that, I can tell you 99.9% authority that you didn't hear God. A predicament puts you there. Every encounter is a distraction in the sense that it counteracts you from a direction. That is, you were going in the direction before, then changed it and brought you to another direction. So be sure that you are not in that situation because there is nothing else you can do. That you brag that it is God doesn't make God show up if he's not the one who has sent you. So get that right.
Wow, thank you very much, Apostle. And when someone is called to ministry, sorry about my voice. When someone is called to ministry, will God teach the person character?
Amen.
Mm.
One of the most dramatic encounters in the Bible was the encounter of Saul on his way to Damascus. Even when Jesus said, "Why are you persecuting me?" and said, "It is hard for you to kick against the pricks," he referred him to a man. Every molding that God will do in your life, it will do through the instrumentality of people. I recommend that, although no longer popular opinions, you should have voices of accountability. You can have many mentors and instructors, but have a father. One who can hold you to account and train you, and is responsible for your growth and development. Yes, God may create occasion for you to learn, but most times they'll be brutal because you have refused the ministry of men. So be humble enough to learn from people. That's the protocol.
Yes. Okay. Let me add to that. Character is something that you have to build over time. Even those who are not born again, some of them even have some positive values and character traits. So character is what you build. Anointing is what you get as a gift. Character is what you build intentionally. And I also believe that the weight of your character to God is it determines the weight of your character to give you certain dimensions of the anointing.
Yeah.
Because if you unleash a level of grace on somebody who lacks character, they will make a mess of it. And God doesn't want that. So your character is more important than the weight of your ministry. You need to know that. Okay. As an evangelist called into ministry, how can I get more finance for the work?
You want us to give you a strategy where you should get an instruction. Let God who has sent you instruct you. Once you begin to get strategy for finance, the ministry becomes business.
I want to believe you got that. Okay, I think we've answered something, but let me just take this. When it comes to ministry, where do you draw the line between showing up too early and not delaying God's call as a young person?
Be trained. Get the foundations right. To show up too early is to show up without a requirement that will make sure there is longevity. But don't despise your youth. Unfortunately, the Nigerian church is synonymous to the political terrain in the area of incorporating young people. Even when many of the GOs began young, unfortunately. So that was the trend in South Korea till there was no generation to hand over to, and the revival died. Don't despise your youth. David stood before Saul as a teenager and said, "I've killed my lion and bear." So kill your lion and bear. Don't be afraid. Just make sure you are subjected to training. And even while you are on the walk, you are still being trained. Keep your heart intact before God. And make sure you are always allowing him to x-ray you to be sure there's no ulterior motive. But don't be afraid of God manifesting you. Let me give you a scripture. In the book of Jude, I think verse 22 or 24, says, "Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless before the Father, he who has begun that good work will preserve you." Okay? So don't do it with fear. Just get the balance and God will help you.
Amen. Okay. Okay, I think those are the striking questions. I will take just one because Apostle has to leave. How can I overcome fear of failure while doing ministry? It's a small mistake there. I think a typo error. But how to overcome the fear of failure in ministry? You know, some people get into ministry and they're afraid that they will fail. From the day they started, they already started maybe wrong pictures of those who have failed and other things. How do I overcome that kind of fear?
Fear is real. When our church started, I was afraid. I was asking myself questions. Is this what I will do for the rest of my life? I was to go to London University of Tropical Medicine and applied. So I know fear is real. Like the elders will say, Omode Odebiru Leruba. But there is a victory that is more real than our fears. And that's the victory that we have in Christ. Now, fear is also a sign that you are yet to die to yourself. We get to a point where I prefer to fail doing the will of God than succeed at anything else. Everything good begins on the other side of fear. Do it afraid till you can no longer see the fear. Till today, there are instructions God gives me that the first time I hear it, I'm afraid. But you have done it again and again, and you have seen him show up again and again, that the record of his ability to show up pays the bills for fear. Just make sure in all that fear doesn't stop you from doing the will of God. It will perfect everything that concerns you. In Jesus' name.
Okay, so we're going to stop somewhere around here. And I can see this, but every question relating to sexual issues, like I said, we'll have a session for that, handling sexual pressure and temptation as a minister. I can see a lot of questions about that, so I believe God is really leading our hearts to that. This one is, Apostle, if you are under a person you don't feel, or a person you are under, you don't feel... Okay, if you are under a person you don't feel or see growth, should you stay under such person or find another? But the question is not very clear. If you are under a person you don't feel or see growth. Initially, I thought it was if you are under a person who doesn't see that you are growing, I would have said you are not the one that we even see. Growth cannot be hidden. Everybody will eventually see it. But I don't seem to get this question clearly. Maybe the person is saying, if you are under a person and you are not growing, maybe that's what the person is saying.
As touching followership, there are rules.
There are rules.
We don't put living eggs under dead chicken to be spoiled. You don't follow a parked vehicle. Who you follow becomes a model to mirror possibility. But the yardstick for followership is not result. It's divine instruction. Yeah. It is God who set the solitary in families. And he said the rebellious who dwell in dry land. Mm. When God asked me to follow my spiritual father, he might follow. He's not backslided. He will never. Mm-hmm. He didn't come out to say, I renounce Christ. He will never. Our church may be a bit bigger, but that's not the yardstick for followership. Because there are kingmakers. Yeah. Stay with the instruction. Don't follow name. Follow grace. There might be big names who have no inheritance for you. Your inheritance exists in the spiritual family God has planted you. The word required for your kind of destiny is there. If God has not changed his mind, don't change yours.
Wow, that's wonderful. Can we put our hands together and celebrate God's servants this beautiful morning?